God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You probably recall all the pageantry, the pomp, the circumstance, the liturgy, the tradition that went into the coronation of King Charles. Now, I remember at the time, I don't remember specifically what, but I remember at the time the news mentioning that some of the tradition, some of the liturgy perhaps, of the British coronation of King went all the way back to traditions taken from the Bible regarding Israel. And so how interesting it is to see how God anointed, God ordained the first king of Israel, Saul. It is anything but grand. It is anything but pomp and circumstance. It is anything but tradition, for indeed there was no tradition. This was the first king that had ever reigned in Israel. We're talking about Saul. So 1 Samuel 9 gives us the story of how Saul came to know that he would be the next king and how God revealed that Saul would be the first king. So in short, Saul was a young man. The Bible calls him in 1 Samuel 9, 2, a choice young man and a goodly. He was a standout. He was taller than everyone else. And his father Kish one day said, "Saul, I'm missing some of my donkeys. Take one of the young men and go out and find my donkeys." So Saul went out and fruitlessly searched for his father's donkeys. Well, about that time they decided, let's go ask the prophet if he knows where we can find our donkeys. In the meantime, God had told Samuel the prophet, "Hey, I'm going to send you a man, and you're going to anoint him king over my people Israel." And that is exactly what happened. So what you find is levels of significance and awareness. In verse 3, you find that Saul sought a donkey. Saul thought that the reason he was making this journey was simply to find his father's donkeys. It reminds me of when David years later would show up on the battlefield to fight Goliath, and people reminded him how young and tender he was. He said, "Is there not a cause?" Now, he wasn't talking specifically about the cause of fighting the Philistines. He was saying, "Dad sent me here to send food to my brothers. I'm not here without reason. I'm here because Dad sent me." Saul could have said the same thing. He wasn't seeking to be king. He was seeking his dad's donkeys. And he could have said, "Why am I out here in the wilderness? Isn't there a cause? Dad told me to." So in verse 3, Saul sought donkeys. In verse 16, God sent Saul. He tells Samuel, as I've already indicated, "Tomorrow about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel." Saul showed up to ask the prophet if he could tell him where to find the donkeys, but God said, "He's not seeking, I'm sending. I'm sending him because you're going to anoint him the king." And so that just reminds me that God is always looking ahead. Graduation. About this time of year, we think about graduation from college or from high school or even from kindergarten. Graduation is from a word gratis, and that just means steps. It's the next step. And so as Saul was just taking a step at a time, doing what he knew to be right, God was sending him to the prophet. In verse 27, Samuel showed Saul. In the last part of the verse 27, Samuel says, "But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God." And he revealed to Saul that he would be the next king. So you find levels of significance and awareness. And what is abundantly clear here is that God sees beyond the problem of the moment. You know, we're so focused on the problem right now, and we think it's about donkeys when really it's about the next king of Israel or the first king of Israel. I don't know the significance of the matters I face today, but God does. And that's why it's so important that I do the right thing right now, because I'm not smart enough to know if this is important or not. I'm not smart enough to know the significance of my words or actions or attitudes in any given moment of today. God sees beyond the problem of the moment, and he's looking to something bigger. And that's why I say this. Here's a lesson we can learn. Our focus changes as we choose to accommodate what God sees. Our focus changes as we choose to accommodate what God sees. What did Saul see? He saw a small problem. He saw small obedience to his dad. He saw a journey into the wilderness. He saw a prophet who might help him, but really, he wasn't seeking, God was sending. It's interesting, in verse 9, there's an explanatory verse in verse 9 for people like me. And he says, "Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, 'Come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.'" Why was a prophet called a seer? Because he could see what others could not. He could, in some constrained measure, see what God Almighty chose to show him. You know, God may be sending when we think we're seeking. We maybe think we're seeking something small, like a job or a spouse or something. We may think we're seeking when God is sending. You know, faith, I've often said, faith is looking beyond what you can see to what God knows. What can I see? Very little. What does God know? Everything. I'll just tell you something. Today, your focus will change as you accommodate what God sees. I don't know what it is that God knows, but what I can know is God. And if I will obey, then God will accomplish his purpose through me today, even through my small problems. So maybe you're wrangling children today. Maybe you're driving someone to school. Maybe you're going to the office or the garage or the college campus. Maybe you're doing something that seems insignificant. Friend, you and I aren't smart enough to know what is significant and what is not. And that's why every act of integrity, every act of character, every act of obedience to the authorities we can see relates to the authority we cannot see, and that is the God, and things we cannot see, and that is the future. So what did God have in mind? God had in mind anointing Saul king. What did Saul have in mind? Obeying his dad and finding the donkeys. Look, just do your duty today and don't count God out of your future.